A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. I would not tell you this if it were not so. And after I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to myself, so that you will be where I am. You know the way that leads to the place where I am going. Thomas said to Jesus, Lord, we do not know where you are going, so how can we know the way to get there? Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except by me. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today, April the 22nd, 2016, is a very special, historic day for the people of Dunedin, my hometown here in New Zealand. Today, we are welcoming into our community, our city, the first of our Syrian refugees, the number having been allotted to us. It has been a new experience for us, a special time of preparation, communication, listening and learning, sensitivity, prayer, and above all, coming together for a common good. As we have waited the arrival of these displaced persons, our brothers and sisters, it seems our hearts have been touched and expanded. And there is a new sense of compassion and energy which has come into our lives. This positive energy, love, and feelings of privilege have been tangible as together we have looked at our resources to discern what best to share. Now, in today's gospel, Jesus invites us not to be worried and upset, because he is going to his Father's house to prepare a place for us. And better still, when he has prepared this place, he will come back and take us to himself. Can we believe it? Jesus himself preparing a room for you, a room for me. What love, what care and concern. Like the displaced ones who are arriving in our midst today, we can scarcely believe that one day we too shall arrive at our true home, where a place has been prepared for us. After all that Jesus wants for us is that we will be where he is. God is our homeland. The homing instinct of every human being, whether we know it or not, is to be homed in God. St. Augustine put it like this, we must fly to our beloved homeland. There the Father is, and there all else is. During these post-resurrection days, the readings from St. John's Gospel had been very much about listening to the inner voice of love deep in our hearts. How often have we heard that the sheep hear the shepherd's voice as he calls each one by name? Have I heard my name? The sheep follow him because they know his voice. Do I recognize his voice? Jesus is this good shepherd. He is the gate to the place prepared for the sheep. He is the gate to the place prepared for our displaced brothers and sisters, the gate to the place prepared for us. Just the other day, when Pope Francis spoke at the refugee camp on the Greek island of Lesbos, he spoke as the Good Shepherd. To quote from his address, I want to tell you that you are not alone. God created humankind to be one family. When any of our brothers and sisters suffer, we are all affected. This is the message I want to leave with you. Do not lose hope. The greatest gift we can offer one another is love, a merciful look, a readiness to listen and understand, a word of encouragement, a prayer. May you share this gift with one another. End of the quote from our Pope Francis. I pray we may all share these gifts with one another as we welcome the displaced person into our midst, into the place that we have helped prepare. May we be truly grateful for all that has been given to us to share and for the way this whole experience has truly touched our hearts. Do not be worried and upset, Jesus told them. Believe in God and believe in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and I am going to prepare a place for you. Yes, Jesus, and may there be many rooms in our hearts and homes as we prepare places for our brothers and sisters.